I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. A friend of mine asked me the other day, where are all the big fish? He said he's catching some small sunfish around the docks. Crappies are non-existent. He said he's catching some hammer handle pike here and there. No big walleyes. Well, they are deep, and I'll tell you why. But first,
you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
So where are all the big fish? My buddy wanted to know. He said he's been catching nothing but small fish around the docks and hammer handles in the weeds. Those small pike, they're fun to catch. But what happens when you want some bigger fish? You got to go deep. When the water warms up in the shallows, the big bass, the big northerns, the big walleyes, they like to go down where it's cool, and that's in the deeper water. Now, you don't want to go too deep on most lakes because once you get past where that thermocline layer is, there's not much oxygen and the fish don't go too deep, but they will get down there where the water is cooler and there's good oxygen levels. Now, in some cases, you can see where that thermocline is on your sonar. There'll be a line that forms on that graph where the two layers meet, hot layer, cold layer, and that thermocline is. And in that case, you want to try and stay above that thermocline, fishing whatever structure you can that's in that region. And you'll find some big fish there. So go deep for those big fish. You'll find them. You'll catch them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.